read it sometime?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the first 20 minutes after I get up, I feel so awesome.
Yeah.
Which is important. Start your day like that, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I think
thank God for that. Hey, Phil.
So what are we talking about?
We were talking about how great we feel on the product.
Good. Jenny, are you here?
Hey, guys. Yep, I'm here.
What kind of vacation
Jenny?
Is this?
Hey, guys. Huh?
What kind of vacation is this?
Oh, we're down in Boca Grande, or I don't know how you say it, Boca Grande. Staying at a house here on the beach, so we're just having a good family vacay. Yeah.
Okay. But you can break away and do these calls. It's great.
Yes. That's the beauty of this business, right?
I guess it is, yeah.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so we have people who are at very varied states right now. Seeing some good activity pick up. Jason Barron, are you here?
I am, yes.
Okay. I think one of the things that we really have to recognize is going to perpetuate our growth is as you go forward, you need to go up a level. As you go forward, you need to go up a level. As you go forward, you need to go up a level. Jenny, do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah. You mean you always have to take things to the next level. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but I mean there's an energy and a mindset shift, too, with each level. So, in other words, when you first come on board, the first thing is you try the product, you love the product. Okay, so that's number one. Everybody here has said in some way or another they never sell anything they don't believe in or use themselves. So everybody here has passed that hurdle. The next thing is you want to hit your VIP, so you try to get some customers and promoters, and most people do that. You get some customers and promoters. The fact is that's the easiest thing to do because you have the entire universe of people you know. Like you haven't started promoting yet, so everybody is a customer or a potential customer. And then I noticed that some people stall. Like after that first phase, some people stall and they're still looking at trying to get to 4K. So at that level, what you have to do is find at least one, ideally two, promoters who are really going to promote.
Yeah.
So to prevent yourself from stalling, you got to move your eyes up. You got to set your sights a little higher. Like at first, you just sign up people and you call them promoters so you can hit your VIP. But now if you want to grow, you've got to actually get some promoters. And maybe it takes a little bit of an enhanced skill set because you haven't really done it before. So you've got to get good at compelling people to come on board and make money with you. And Jenny, I'm going to let you share what you think the best strategies are. But I think one of the most sincere strategies is, and this is what I've done with you guys, I'm going to make money right now. Like I'm doing this. I am making money, and I want you to do it with me. In other words, I'm looking for teammates here. I'm not just going to people, hey, want to make a few extra bucks? You know, it's not that. It's that this is a real business that I'm getting involved in because I believe in the product, and people want the product, and people love the product, and I'm going to make money. I want people to work with that I like working with. Guys, that's why we're doing this call three times a week. You know, most of you I know. So I'm very sincere when I say that. So I think that would be the level where some of you are stuck is you're signing up customers, but it's not growing without you. And you've got to get to a place where you get a couple of promoters. So I think that's what you set your sights on is, you know, who are a couple of people that I'd really like to bring into this to make money with me? And then you have the element of working as a team. So Jenny, you could add to that or, you know, share your perspective. But I think in looking at it, that's where some people stalled. They did okay. They're getting customers, but they're not getting the promoters who are selling.
Yeah. And I utilize this, I mean, really very similar strategy. So, I mean, at first, you know, I was reaching out to, I mean, just really my closest friends, people that I really cared about. And I use that verbiage, like, I'm doing this. I'm going to give you some homework assignments, you know, watch the 200K videos and, you know, see the potential here. These people have done this in 1 year, 2 years, 4 years. So I, you know, said to them, look, you're my friend. I care about you. We can do this together. Come do it with me. That's, I mean, I use that same verbiage. So when I first started, I did that. Now, I use similar verbiage, but it might not be my best friends. But last night, you know, again, why I'm here on vacation. Like, this is the beauty of this, you guys. Get the vision. focused and stay focused on the vision and share that vision. So last night I'm on the phone with, she's a client of mine. She works at a weight loss clinic in town. She hates it because she doesn't believe in what they do, but it's a J-O-B, right? And she gets that interaction with people. And she's been on my heart about it for a while. A couple times I kind of mentioned it, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of interest. Well, they just cut her hours. So sometimes you have to watch for this opportune time, right? And so last night we talked on the phone for over an hour, and she's so excited to be a promoter. But what I said to her was, Jennifer, I am not trying to take your money. I don't care if you buy a thing. You don't have to if you don't want to. If you do and you want to get on the product, fantastic. I want you to do this with me, and I want in a year from now for your life to look so much different than it does right now, you know, and you have a heart for helping people. So come on, just come do it with me. And she's so excited. So remember to lead from your heart, right? That's what it's all about. What's your vision for these people? I said to her, my vision, you know, isn't only about me and my family. It's about my whole team. And I feel the same way about you guys. Like when I have met you, I've seen, you know, your families on Facebook, and I have gotten to know you and know about your life and, you know, like have gotten to have conversations with you. I have this same vision for you guys. That's why I'm like, guys, I'm going to come to you and do these locals for you. I have the same vision. So that's what you have to go after when you're looking for promoters. Share the vision. Tell them, you guys, this is the real deal. You can do it in a year. Or make 8 figures. Maria Dillard made 8 figures personally within 4 years with the company. That's insane. There's no other company that can do that. I mean, it's not happened to this point. So just lead with your heart when you're talking to people. And start with your close people that trust you. You know, who cares if they already have a job? And they might say, you know what, I don't have a lot of time. This is what you say.
And eight figures is more than $10 million, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
We're not counting decimal points.
No, she's personally earned that much money. Yeah. And guess what? Yeah. Full-time speech pathologist, mom of four. Okay? Some people tell you don't have time. Just keep that in mind. But guess what? This is what I say to people who say, like my hairdresser said, Jenny, I'm running 2 salons. I love the product, but I don't have time to do this business. I said, don't you even worry about it. You put that patch on your arm every day, I'm going to give you this sign-up paper. Every single person that asks you about it, you write down their name and phone number and email address for me. And guess what? I'm going to do the heavy haul until your business is rolling. Do it. Help them. Help them because it helps you and everybody else. So get creative. When people say, I don't have time, get creative in helping them be successful. And eventually, when that money starts rolling in, guess what they're going to do? Maybe I do need to start learning how to do this. Maybe I do need to, you know, get more involved. So I hope that's helpful. Is that helpful information?
Yeah, and I want to overcome the obstacle because the obstacle is, well, people don't like MLMs. I don't want to come off like it's scammy. Listen, they like you. This is not an MLM. This is you. So if you were a guy who every week came with a different money-making opportunity, then you're right. Nobody wants to hear it. But you don't do this. Honestly, you don't. So if you're saying it and you're going, listen, I believe in this. I plan on making money. The people that I know who are in this are legit and solid in the same industry as me. I need some people that I'm going to do this with. I want you to be one of them. At the very least, like, pull the trigger and try that. Because if you're just deciding on behalf of other people, you're missing opportunities. If you go, nah, she wouldn't be interested. Mm-hmm. Nah, he wouldn't be interested. Mm-hmm. I don't really know a whole lot of people who wouldn't be interested in making more money. I really don't. Maybe a few.
Exactly.
But not many.
And it might even be, you guys, you know, they get to 4K and they make, you know, a few hundred bucks a month. And that can be really life-changing for some people's families. I mean, it really can. So guess what? Okay. You know, so be it. And it's always there. And now you have, you know, a 4K promoter under you that helps your volume and helps balance out your legs. And so, okay. And then, you
now,
know,
for those of you who have done that, and I said, you got to go up a level. Now, the level above that is just coach the promoters. You've got to get them to hit their VIP. So if you really look at it in sort of layers, like the first layer is just get some customers and promoters. The second layer is get real promoters, you know, who are actually going to promote, and then get those promoters to be at least marginally successful at the beginning so they really become team players. And then what happens is Tammy has seen and Jason has seen, you know, Jason every once in a while, he looks in his cloud office and sees that Heather got a new customer. So, hey, guess what? I just made a little money. You know, Tammy looks in her back office and she sees Dana got a new customer. So when you have promoters who are out there working on their behalf, they're also working on your behalf. So I don't want anybody to be stagnant because that's the way people fall out of this. You know, it's like, well, I'm not doing anything. And then you go, it doesn't work. That's what happens. But what you forgot is you weren't doing anything. It's not that it doesn't work, right? It's that you aren't doing anything. So it's if you're paralyzed because you can't think of where to go next, that's where you go next. You have to find yourself two good promoters and get them to produce.
You just gotta reach out every day. Yeah, just reach out every day. Like if you watch Maria, a lot of her videos, she's like, look, the only reason that I am where I am and you're not where I am is because I'm outworking you. That's it, plain and simple. Because every single day I did 10 reach outs consistently. And some days I got 10 no's. And some days I got 5 yeses. But it was the consistency of never having a day where she did not do that. And that's what matters. Ever since I got back from Montana, every day, that's what my goal has been. 10 reach outs a day. Even if it was people I haven't talked to in a long time, reconnecting, just talking to them, sharing with them. So make some goals like that. Like every single day, at very least, this many reach outs, this many connections with people, whether it's in person, on the phone, or, you know, however you see best.
I'm sorry.
It's about consistency.
All right, so I want to open it up to any questions that you guys have. Again, any experiences you want to share, any obstacles you've run into, any victories you've had. I had a thought this morning, and just working out this morning in the gym, two people asked me about the patch. Now, I don't usually wear it visible, but today I'm wearing it on my forearm. And one guy who happened to be bragging that he deadlifted 605 pounds, I was working out with two guys, kind of looked like him. He came over and goes, hey, what's the patch? Now, there wasn't a whole lot of time to have a dialogue because he's working out with two guys. And then I went into the locker room and said, what's the patch? And I really didn't want to stand there very long talking to a naked man. So I walked away, but it struck me. I said, you know, two people in the last 17 minutes have just asked me about the patch. And Jenny, I don't know what you think of this idea. Don't criticize it yet. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
I'm going to make myself up a very simple little pad that just says name, email, phone. That's it.
Yeah.
And when people ask me in the gym, I'm going to hand them a little sheet and I'm going to say, give this to me before you leave and I'll get you some samples to try. Because now I have the lead. That's all I want. Then I can call them.
Yeah.
So I realize I can't stop and talk to every single person in the gym. They're in the middle of their workout. You know, they have their earbuds in. But at least it gives me an opportunity. So the more we just notice the opportunities around us, the more inventive and creative we become. I'm not saying this will work miracles, but I'm in the gym every day. If in the course of a week, 12 people are handed that little sheet of paper and four of them fill it out, that to me is 15, 16 new leads a month that I'll follow up on. So I think the opportunity is all around us. We just have to have the balls to pursue it. Because every time we make an assumption in our mind, nah, she wouldn't be interested. Nah, the guy's a power lifter. He wouldn't be interested. Nah, she doesn't even work out. She wouldn't be interested. Nah, she doesn't need money. She's driving a Lexus. You know, the more we do that, the more opportunity we miss. So, you know, I've been surprised. Some of you have got your grandmothers on the product. Like, I would never have thought to do that. So mainly because my grandmother passed years ago. But I'm just thinking, like, I wouldn't even think, like, oh, let me go to my older relatives. I wouldn't do that. But why not? I'm just saying, really, anybody who could use more energy, you know, anybody who could use a reversal of inflammation. So we continue to expand our thinking. But I think those of you who get stuck in the, I spoke to all my clients, there's nobody left to talk to, that's the trap. The trap, again, is one of mindset. It's convincing yourself that you're stuck. Nobody here is stuck. Also, no doesn't really mean no. No either means I'm not interested right now or I don't have enough information yet or you got to give me a little time to be intrigued. So even if you've spoken to your clients and you got a bunch of no's, don't give up on them. When you see an opportunity, when somebody goes, oh, man, I didn't drink my coffee today, you know, you really should try the Thrive product. You never know when that no is going to turn into a yes. So if you approach it with this mindset of being open, and as Jenny said, pursue every day meetups and conversations and making contacts, you cannot help but succeed. The only way you succeed is if you just stop and wait for things to come to you.
Yep. Yep.
All right. So does anybody have any?
If you sit and go through, if you go, I mean, I remember sitting, going through all the contacts on my phone and then just like going through my Facebook. Trust me, you'll never run out of people. If you seriously are telling Phil that you ran out of people, that is not true. You cannot run out of people. Like, we are all, we've all been around for a while. So it might be people you haven't made contact with in a while, but that's okay. But if you sit, go through Facebook, go through whatever, your contacts on your phone, like I said, and start writing them down, you'll be surprised how many people you still have left you haven't even talked to. And remember, every single person represents 10 other people. So do the numbers, right?
All right. Who has any thoughts, comments, questions about anything? Who wants to share a recent experience? Go ahead.
I would, Gary, Phil, do you guys have any suggestions on how to maybe approach your email list? That I have an email list that I send newsletters out to. I don't personally write the newsletters. I use the service. But I have people. I have a couple hundred people that are on it, and you know, out of that, I think maybe 50 open it. But is it? And these are not people that I talk to on a day-to-day basis. And some of them I haven't talked to in years, but they're still on my email list, and they still read the thing because I can check it. How would you approach that? Any suggestions on that? Like maybe, how would you reach out to those people?
Are they all people that live there locally?
Yeah, there are people in my area.
I'd have an event. That's my opinion. Phil, what's your opinion?
How many people do you have, 100?
Well, there's 300 people on the list. I don't know. I only see like about 50 of them opening the email up.
So when was the last time you personally wrote something? Never?
I don't write email.
Okay, but they all know you, correct?
Yeah, they think it's me writing it. They don't know that it's not me.
Yeah, so Gary, that is a little gold mine that you're sitting on right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think this is like a question and pat answer. I think there's a little consideration that has to go into this. But yeah, man, I would absolutely target that list, and I would not target it all at once with just a boom, how about Thrive? I would, for the time being, stop sending the automated one and write something yourself. And it's almost like you want to go, hey, guys, I'm interrupting the way that I normally write these newsletters because I have something thrilling to tell you. My workouts have been better than ever. The clients who are listening to me are changing in ways they never imagined before. And I feel like I'd be doing you a disservice if I didn't share it with you. So over the next few issues, I'm going to share some secrets to really getting you the energy, the fat loss, the endurance, the health, the gut improvement that you've always wanted. For those of you who want a little sneak peek, call me. Something like that. You know, just a something where you're teasing it, but you're getting their attention, and at least you're prompting a response so you could have a few preliminary conversations. So don't just take it from that. We could talk further, but I would absolutely take control of that list and stop sending the canned newsletter. That does nothing for you.
Well, that letter comes out 2 days a week. I can write one anytime I want and send it. And, you know, so I change things in there and maybe put stuff in there, but the content is written by the server that I use. And so I can absolutely do what you just said.
Yeah, and I would also come up with some kind of a warning or a cautionary headline, because if 50 people out of 300 are opening it, that's actually pretty good on newsletters.
It is, yeah.
But that means 250 aren't. So I would put something that grabs their attention, you know, like warning, everything can change. Just that, just to see if you prompt a different response.
And maybe, Phil, he could draft it, and maybe you could look over it and give him your input, right?
Make sure absolutely. You know what I mean? Yes. Yeah. And I think when anybody here has success writing an email, sending an email, if you would share it with the group, that would be phenomenal, because that way we'll all improve on it, you know, again and again and again.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I like what you said. I like what you said. I may have to change it a little bit from my words, but, you know.
Well, I recorded this, so I can send you a copy of the recording. You can start with that, and then I'll help you. We'll morph it into something excellent.
That sounds like a game plan.
Good, and I think anyone who has an email list should utilize it. As a matter of fact, I just worked with Tony. He's on a cruise ship right now. But when he comes back, he's got a email going out to his list. And Gary, we can get you a copy of that as reference too. I can't say how it worked because it didn't go out yet. But the day he comes back, that newsletter is going to hit. So I'll give you that too for reference.
That would be great. Thank you.
Good. All right, anyone else? Any experiences that you've had?
Yeah, me. Hey, Phil, it's Roy.
Hey, Roy.
How you doing?
Good. So you got a customer I saw right before the weekend, right?
Yeah, that was the one that was so skeptical.
The skeptical one.
Mm-hmm. So the what I did was I just stopped talking about it, and then she brought it up. And then Saturday, she's like, oh, I brought in my credit card, so I want to start that Thrive account. Okay. It was quite easy, but after all that crazy skepticism, it worked out.
Which goes to show, no doesn't mean no. It just means I'm not ready in this moment.
Exactly. So I don't know what she did, all her checking or whatever, but it worked out. So now I got two customers, and now I just got to get the trainer that works with me. She's just waiting to make her credit card payment by the end of the week, and then she said she'll
Is that the girl you told me about, Roy? Is that the girl that trains with you? Is that the one we were talking about?
Yeah, that's the one we spoke about. The one that's kind of very selective on what she takes herself and what she wants.
Very good.
I got her to get interested in some of the products. So by the end of the week, we should have her. Actually, I even offered to pay for it and then just deduct it out of her check, but she didn't get back to me. So
Roy, I wonder if you and Gary are like long-lost brothers.
Really? Why?
I don't know. You just kind of sound like.
Oh, okay.
The New York, New Jersey thing.
Oh, okay. I'm a Long Island guy, so that's a little bit different.
Yeah, Long Island, yeah.
Long Island.
Okay. And hey, Roy. Roy, I remember you told me that she didn't want to use some of the products because of some of the ingredients. So I just want to encourage you to try to get her on the phone with Phil or I so we can really educate her because she is obviously not trying to be rude, but she's a little bit ignorant as far as, you know, the sourcing and the differences in this product and all that stuff. So the things that you mentioned that she was concerned about, if you can get her on a call, we might be able to kind of sway her opinion on that a little bit.
Yeah, Roy, hey, let me share this with you in that regard.
And, she wasn't averse to it, so now we just have to figure out a time to do the call. That's all. What were you saying?
Okay, awesome.
Well, I just in line with what Jenny was just saying, you know, look how many years people heard cholesterol is bad, eggs are bad, now eggs are good, bacon was bad, bacon was good. Like, nobody fucking knows. I'm telling you they don't because they're so misled by marketing and advertising and trends. So I've really spent the better part of the last 30 years studying this. So I do have a pretty good sense of, you know, what I haven't really wavered. Everything I've said, I continue to say. I have had some shifts over a 30-year period with artificial sweeteners only because more science came out. But just the fact that I'm using the product and recommending the product says that I have absolute comfort with every single ingredient in there. And Jenny knows I scrutinize this thing pretty carefully. She jumped through a lot of hoops when I asked her to, and she sent, you know, requests into the company, and she got me responses. But I'm 100% comfortable. So I'm not just the guy who heard soy is bad, whey is good, whey is bad, soy is good. I mean, I really understand this. So anytime you want to put somebody on the phone with me or Jenny, you absolutely should. Because as she said, they're just misled.
All right. Yep. Yeah, that's fine. Because, I mean, I'm fine with all the ingredients, too. I told you I haven't had any issues. So, that might just be a way to, like, expedite it. But all right, when I see her in a little bit, I'll call. I'll try to figure out a day when we can all be together and I can do it on a conference call from the office or something.
Now, let me just make a suggestion. Your trainer has to wait to make her credit card payment because her credit card is maxed out.
Yeah, I guess. She said she doesn't usually do purchases until she makes a payment, which will be at the end of the week. That's the message I got this morning.
Okay, so to me, I'm going to translate, she needs money.
Yeah.
And she understands that, and she understands the whole idea. And I even offered, like I said, to say, okay, I'll pay for it, and I'll just deduct it from your tax. And she didn't respond. So, I mean, I'll even help
nobody
her
wants
out
something,
that way, you know?
Nobody wants something deducted from the check. But here's what I would do in a case like this. I would first of all sit down with her and just get her to acknowledge that she needs money. I mean, it's obvious. I wouldn't embarrass her. But I go, listen, here's something that really can change everything. I mean, how'd you like to pay off your credit card? Even right now, has she tried the product yet?
No. This is going to be her initial thing, but yeah, she hasn't tried it yet.
I would give her a sample. I would give her one of the men's capsules.
Yeah, she
Not
could
two.
Do the men's capsule?
If,
okay.
Well, just one. If you give her two, she'll grow testicles, but one, she'll be fine.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, so one men's capsule and half a shake and give her a patch, right?
Sure, she didn't like the shake because of what was in it, but I could give her the patch and I can give her the...
Well, now we got to talk to her about what's in it. You got to find out specifically what she's concerned about, whether it's sucralose or soy. We find out what it is.
It was that and it was the whey protein. I had gone over it with Jenny, but yeah, that's exactly what all the issues were.
Get her on the phone with me or Jenny, but listen to what I'm going to suggest. What's her name?
Allison.
I would say Allison, and I would even play the Elvis Costello song Allison in the background subtly. I would say, Allison, here's what you have to do. Right now, you have to find two people who will try the product because you're telling them to, two of your clients or two people you know, and two people like you who want to make money. Just get those people lined up because the day that we get you set up as a promoter, we're going to get you $400.
Okay.
Because rather than just like, oh, I have to pay off my credit card, then I'll buy the product, give her an incentive that looks like she's going to make money right away. Because even somebody who needs money will spend $200 if they're going to immediately get back $400, right? I mean, it makes sense. Right. And then you'll show her how to get to $800. So I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't wait. I would say, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get you going right this minute. Just get two people who will start the product along with you and two people like you who want to make money. Get all their information.
That's
and the day you sign up, we're going to get them signed up too, and I'm going to get you $400. The following Tuesday, you're getting $400 in your bank account. Jenny, is that right? Is that accurate?
Yes. It actually won't be in the bank account on Tuesday, but it goes in on Tuesday from the company, and then it usually hits your bank account by Thursday-ish.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So she got to get four people, really, just like I'm working on.
Yes.
And then gets all the information, we'll sign them all up, and then she'll get $400 in about a week.
And you're going to have five new customers.
Right.
And here's,
and a couple of
here's
new
the
promoters.
Thing, Roy, with her apprehension, I mean, I'm telling you, if you just get her on the phone, right?
Okay.
Her apprehension is going to go away, and money talks. So when we get the apprehension to go away regarding the product, and she can say, wow, these people know what they're talking about. Wow, these people are, you know, very good at what they do, and they, you know what I'm saying? And she gets comfortable with the fact that it's different. And then we tell her, you know, hey, by the way, you want to make these bonuses in the next 2 weeks? Because, you know, that talks. So that's definitely the route you should go with her for sure.
Okay.
I'll also say this. Yeah. There are a bunch of people I know right now on this call who were concerned about sucralose and soy, and we had those conversations, and they're here. And, Jenny, you know, I asked you these same questions, right? And I looked even farther into it. I found something called MagnaSweet. I wanted to know what that was. I mean, I didn't just take a surface look. So just know this, Roy. If anybody has apprehensions, they're going to speak to people who really know what they're talking about, not just people who are selling products. And the fact that I'm using it myself and I have my friends using it, obviously I don't see any risk. You know, if it was poison or toxic, I would certainly not be using it.
Right. Well, I had the same issue with another client with the patch. She's like, what's porcelain and the other ingredient? So you know what?
It's
I Googled
from
it
a root.
And it came up. And I said, it's from the coleus plant. I actually showed it to her. So I kind of, she goes, oh. And then I showed her something else on the other product. So, I mean, she's like, well, those are name brands. I'm like, yeah, but this is what they're made out of. So I kind of got rid of that, but she's another skeptical one. But
good. Well, listen, hey, skepticism is good. There's a lot of bullshit sold out there. I encourage people to be skeptical.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Skepticism means they just need more information. So I'm more than happy to give them whatever information they need.
All right.
So, Roy, I think you're sitting in good shape right now. You're seeing the possibility to sign up people even if they say no. You've got Allison ready to go. You just have to kind of nurture that one a little bit. And then who else do you have that might become a promoter? Who else do you have in mind that might become a promoter?
I have a couple of friends of mine that might, and then I have a client today that's a new client that's coming in that kind of saw me wearing the patch, asked me about it, and So when he comes in, I might get him signed up too. So
I would say every new client should get on this product.
Well, that's the point. I made it part of my program. I said it's, you know, it's like the Thrive Experience add-on, which is like $190. So it's added on to my programs.
Perfect.
I already did. Yeah.
Good. All right. Sounds good. Who else? Any thoughts, comments, questions about anything?
Hey, Phil, it's Nathan.
Nathan?
Hey, what time are you guys going to do that call on FaceTime? Or
I'm not going to do it today.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay.
We could talk privately about why I don't want to do it today, but I have a very good reason. So I will get that information in a form that it can be sent to people, but I don't want to do a Facebook Live today. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem.
Looking forward to your event, though.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah? You guys are promoting it hard?
Yes, we've been promoting it. I've been gone for the last couple of days, but I'm back, and Steph has been on the phone. She's talking to everybody. So.
Hey, Nathan, I'm just going to take a sidestep here, just talk privately to you. Nobody else needs to listen. But in the Be Better calls, I remember when I had you envisioning a future memory, and we created the seminar, remember?
Yeah. Yep.
And you were in the back of the room, and I said, describe who's there. Here it goes, man. This is the memory becoming real, right?
I know. And we said it was going to be in September, too.
So here we go.
Here we go.
Just interesting how these things happen.
Yes,
did we figure out anything with the local that we were going to do in this area? Because I know it was going to be combined with the guy in Staten Island and me and someone else.
Tony is very set on setting.
Yeah, we got to wait for Tony. Yeah. Sorry.
He's
go ahead.
Very set on setting one up end of October.
Okay.
He was hoping to do it and pull it together, but he's on a cruise right this minute. So when he comes back, it is his priority. So I would say, I think a week from now, we'll be talking about those dates. But think end of October.
Okay, yeah, because a weekend is probably best for me, or maybe in an evening, but I just have to know in advance so I can set it up.
Okay, weekends aren't always best for getting a turnout, but we'll talk about it. We'll figure it out.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, great.
All right.
Anyone else? Thoughts about anything? Really what I'd love to hear is just some experiences that you had, either positive or frustrating, because we can talk through the frustrating ones.
I have an interesting interaction with one of the new people I got on the product.
Okay.
I asked him, so the other day I saw him. First of all, I got this guy on the product, and then I just started training him. I think I told you that I had a new client a while ago. And I started training him. I got him on the product pretty much, you know, right away. And I've been calling him and following up, but he's got, like, some big deal going on, so he hasn't been getting back to me. So I thought he was fading. But then, anyway, to make a long story short, I got to training him the other day, and I asked him how he was doing on the product. And you know, I didn't really notice anything. So then I started to probe a little bit deeper. And it turns out he does notice things. He just didn't notice that he notices them.
Like what?
like more energy. He feels better. He has more energy and he feels better.
Yeah, well, Jenny has made this point many times. Let's not give people this expectation that they're all going to get a Nathan-type response. Some people do, but we don't want to promise that because then they're disappointed if they don't. But the changes that take place, especially from the gut components, the probiotics and the enzymes, they take time. So everybody's going to feel better. Some people have a profound change rapidly, and other people take a little bit longer. But let's not get thrown if they go, I don't feel anything. You're on your way to feeling something. And then, as Gary just pointed out, sometimes we just have to probe a little bit, and they go, well, I did lose a couple of pounds. Yeah, I did. So it's funny how people are having this weird expectation that they're suddenly going to be able to shoot lightning from their fingertips, and they go, I didn't notice anything. How's your energy? Oh, definitely better.
Sometimes it'll be their sleep. Oh, yeah, I am sleeping better. Or, oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't crave caffeine today. So sometimes you do have to probe. But here's some good verbiage, you guys, for people who are like, oh, I've been taking it for 3 weeks. I don't really feel a difference. Try to probe. Ask them questions. Well, this, well, that. Okay. Verbiage. I promise you, if you stay on Thrive long enough and you take it correctly, good things are going to happen for you. That's all you got to say. Then there's no expectation, no timeline, you know, and if they trust you, hopefully they're going to listen to that. Okay, sure, all right. So there's some good simple verbiage for those negative nillies sometimes.
Well, you know what? That's pretty much how I was I addressed that too. Like, you know, the longer you're on it, the better you're going to feel. What you're going to feel,
yeah,
we'll find out. But, you know, but then, you know, does anybody have any of this kind of stuff going on? This client happens to be, he's on a lot of different drugs, one being Klonopin. So when I asked him how he sleeps, does he notice any difference in his sleep patterns? He goes, no. And then he goes, well, that's probably because I'm on Klonopin and I take Xanax too. And I'm like, oh, I'm thinking to myself, you know, how many drugs can you be on? I said, you know, his name is Howard. I said, you know, Howard, the goal would be to get you off of all those drugs, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be nice? So that's why we
work. Yeah, Gary, listen, we live
diet
in a society that is overly medicated. So, yes, we all run into those things. And I think just like we said, people are not aware of ingredients, they're not aware of research, they're not even aware of drugs. I mean, you know, when we do like an intake with somebody and we go, are you on any medications? They say no. So I stopped asking, are you on any medications? Now I ask, what medications are you on? And they come up with a list. It's just changing the question. And sometimes I have a husband and wife and like they don't even know what they're for. She goes, I'm on Proscar. And she'll go, what's that one for? I'll go, my memory. She'll go, no, that's for your prostate. They argue like they don't even know. So, yeah, we live in a society of people on drugs, but this is not drugs. You know, I mean, we can say caffeine is a central nervous system stimulant. That's the closest we're going to get to a drug. But these are all natural ingredients. And the way Lavelle says it is perfect. It fills in the nutritional gaps. So whether you're taking medications or not, you still need optimal nutrition, and this contributes to that. So unless there's a contraindication, unless there's a specific reason why somebody shouldn't use caffeine if they're on some sort of medication for arrhythmia or something. So many of these drugs have just become lifestyle drugs that people take forever and ever and ever and ever that they don't even have the idea of getting off. You said it right. The goal is to get off the drug, to get your body working. So we want to get optimal nutrition through food, through supplementation. We want to get you exercising, reversing inflammation. This is all part of the process. So, yeah, as long as we really stand firm in what we know to be true, that health is something that we can induce in ourselves and in other people, but we have to take responsibility, this is a really, really good tool. Okay, guys, I'm going to leave it at that, let Jenny get back to her vacation, and we will speak on Wednesday. I am accessible anytime anybody wants to talk before then. So let's keep this happening. Until we speak again, be better, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, guys.